Hey, sit down and watch a step for step. And welcome to Four Steppers Only. I'm Jack. He's smiling. Man, what, P? Man, tell him what mood we in.
Smoke with me.
What?
Smoke with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smoke with me.
Yeah.
Smoke with see.
Hey, to that person talking shit at work.
One smoke with me.
To that person on Instagram.
Yeah.
Smoke
to that person on Facebook.
One smoke with me. One smoke with me.
They talking that smoke shit, with man.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thank you, DJ Such and Such, for getting us in the mood right now.
Yep.
Hey, Smiley. But a lot of these motherfuckers don't know, man. Shit, folk be pillow talking.
Yeah.
Talk over a phone, talk through text message.
Uh-huh.
But they won't say that shit when they in your presence. Or they'll tell somebody behind your back.
And then that's how you gotta find out.
That's how they gotta find out. Or somebody say, hey, man, somebody talking real reckless about you.
Yeah.
But, and you know what they say? And you got to keep your composure.
Yeah.
Because now you're going to look like the aggressor.
Yeah. But like, I ain't going to lie to you. The thing is, the direct shit, like, it got to be directed, bro. And then we can handle it accordingly.
But the thing is, some folks go left and they don't expect you to go right.
Right.
They get wrong. They don't ask you to go right.
Yeah.
I mean, like I tell people in a heartbeat, man, go play in the street where it's safe.
Yeah.
Because shit, you keep persisting the way you persisting.
Uh huh.
And you gonna bring that bear out.
Yeah. Hey, you ain't speaking nothing but the truth, brother.
Because like you know, like when people think like in these days and times,
yeah,
that they fingers and social media won't get them reached out and touched upon.
Yeah, but I don't even like. If somebody was to even say something about me on social media, I wouldn't even give a fuck or nor even know about it because I'm not even, like, I'm in tune with it, but and I know everything, how to work it, everything that's going on, but I'm not even that type of person to even be on there.
Absolutely. Like, but it's to the fact that the level of disrespect that they go to.
Yeah.
And they want you to react.
Yeah.
But you know what? Silence is a deadly killer.
Yeah.
Because I tell people in a heartbeat, shit, man, I ain't got what. And you can tell who bothered. Hey, social media is their reality.
Yeah.
And their reality ain't what they portray.
And you find it out real quick.
Man, shit. Hey, folks come out real flaw.
Hey. That'd be the crazy part, though, because, like, it'd be the ones that you think be like that, too.
Yeah.
It really do.
But hey, that's, that. Hey.
Not even, and my bad to cut
go
you
ahead.
Off. But not even like that, like, is I mean, like, person that I do some like type shit. I mean, like as a person, like I said, like you need to think like he's a stand up dude. He'll word is bond. Like what he say is what he mean. But like then some shit won't add up, or a misdirection of some not even communication. Because I really don't give a fuck about communication till we been at the end of the day. Because like and certain shit don't need to be. Even
what
expressed
don't
upon or even be bitched about.
Right, absolutely.
Like, you know?
Because a lot of times, like, bro, like, I appreciate Frank Lucas in American Gangster because he said the loudest one in the room is usually the weakest.
Right.
So the one doing all that wolf talking, the one that doing all that popping, really ain't about their life.
Not at all.
It's the quiet ones you got to worry about. The ones that ain't saying shit, they just sitting back in the cut, just letting you get all your air out, letting you get your energy out. And next thing you know, shit, hey. Let me go ahead. Hey, bro, what's all that bullshit you talk? We ain't got no audience now. What's up?
Yeah.
And a lot of people got down, they thrive off the audience. They dick get hard because, or they pussy get wet. Like. Because
there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people around. What you trying to do, bro?
That's.
But you all the way over there talking shit. Step into the arena, bro.
Right.
Step up.
Where it's mano y mano, one-on-one.
Right. Because like, bro, like, I mean, I've been in a lot of fights in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Right.
But I understand, like, sometimes you gotta stand on your two.
Right.
Bro, I stand all 10 on mine. I stand up like a man every morning.
Yeah.
Shit. If I got some shit to handle, we got some shit to handle.
That's the only way to be. But, I mean, I guess it all depends on, I guess, not even how you raised, just who you are as a person to me. And, like, what you stand on, because, like, a lot of people have, but I met a lot of people, and I done had a good judge of character, but, like, I done bumped my head a couple times. I'm pretty sure everybody done did that with a couple people. But at the end of the day, it ain't to the point to where, like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no shit you can't come back from, you know? Well, at least certain situations.
Certain situations.
Most of, I mean, some of them, like, you know what I'm saying? Hell no, but some of them, like, it's like, bro, all you got to do is, bro, just talk, bro. Like, if it's really hurting your heart like that, and if it's really pressing you, to be honest, like that, but just talk, bro. Because it ain't on me.
Right, right.
You feel me? I don't feel no type of way about no type of situation. You feel me?
Right, right, right.
And that's how it will come across. But, like, some, I don't know, some people should be, like you said, wonky, they'll goofy. Go left and they won't expect you to go right. Like, shit.
And you get wrong, I'm going to get right.
That's exactly how it's
happening. But, hey, I just want to put this out there. This ain't nothing directed to no one person, no individuals. It's just a normal conversation that's directed at society nowadays.
Yeah, because, this is just because a lot of my aspect.
But a lot of these folks don't afraid to take an ass whooping. Or afraid for somebody else to goddamn get it recorded, and next thing you know, they embarrassed everywhere. They afraid to take. They afraid to take that loss.
Yeah.
They afraid to take that little goddamn little straightening.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, oh shit, hey, if we can't come to agreements on what we're communicating, our anger, our frustration,
mm-hmm.
bro, give me that one. Or just shit, if you don't want to give me that one, shit, let's take a hiatus away from each other. Then come back when we both cool-headed or level-headed and we get the situation fixed out.
But that's not how it go, though.
You know what it goes now?
Yeah.
Shit, let me get that five. Bye-bye.
And then...
Bro, like, you over here paying by numbers. You over here shooting everybody except for the person you mad at.
Yes.
Bro, last person I saw, the goddamn pull a gun, he was throwing the bullets at somebody, bro. Why are you throwing the rifle? Bro, what you gonna do? Throw the bullets at the motherfucker? What do you think it's gonna make him hurt a little bit more? This ain't a rock. Look, it's about no, it don't work like that. But my thing is, bro, shit, you lose your life behind that, bro.
Yeah.
You about to be Bubba's bitch. Bro, you about to be taking dick for the rest of your life for a split second decision that you could have been handled like men, like women.
Yeah.
Or like actual human beings where we learn to communicate our issues and our frustrations.
Right. If it is, like you said, if it is that type of issue, like, I mean, most people I hang around, like I said in previous episode, like, I like to hang around older people. So, like, I don't even have to deal with that shit. If we have an issue, it's more so that, like, we don't agree on an aspect of something else because I'm so younger that I see it differently than they do type shit. That's where we disagree. Like, it ain't never been like on no nigga, fuck you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not even on that type. Because I know I don't like to take it there because I know where I take it.
Right, 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 right. Absolutely.
So that's I like to stay away. You know
but that's like
saying?
That's but that's like if somebody called there's certain terms in our levels of communication that things that you can't come back from.
Yeah.
That's when you call me an F and N.
Yeah.
Or you call me a band.
Yeah.
Shit, once you call me them things, bro, you done cross the line, bro. Now I'm gonna have to touch. Now I'm gonna have to pressure.
Right. Cause it ain't, yeah, right.
But do you think after that's all said and done that y'all can come back to be back on the square page? Depends on the level of relationship, right or wrong.
That's a slippery slope.
Bro, cause too many bands and too many F and N's, bro. I'm sorry. I know a lot of y'all are wondering what the hell a F and N is and a band is.
I don't even. But, and it's not even because of the words. Like, it's really me personally. I don't like looking over my shoulder for nothing.
Right. Absolutely.
So, like, how I go in war? You'd rather go ahead and scratch them off the board, so you don't got to even worry about looking over your shoulder no more.
You right.
So it's like. After we had that fight, then what is it? Then what are your intentions? Are you just being my friend because of, like, you trying to do something outside of here? Like, but that's how I think. That's how I maneuver.
But a lot of motherfuckers out here tender, though.
That is true.
They get their feelings hurt. They want to goddamn go grab a tissue.
But that's another reason why. Like, I don't even, like, really try to.
Because a lot of times with me, bro, my hot-headed ass. I like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Y'all got it. I'm right. walking the fuck off.
Right.
You got it, bro.
Right.
I ain't got shit to prove. I ain't got shit to lose.
Exactly.
I got a lot of shit to lose. I'm sorry. Let me reframe it. I got a lot of shit to lose.
And that's
I ain't got shit to really prove to you.
Right. But it's like, I don't know. But it be like people who, but the thing be this though. To me, it be like people who be having shit to lose.
That be fumbling the bag.
Yeah. Well, to me, I know, of course, people who don't be having shit to lose, of course, you gonna goddamn try to goddamn.
Crash out.
Right. But if you got something to lose, you still willing to goddamn, unless the threat was brought to you right then and there, you feel what I'm saying? Right. And you had to, of course, do, like, for sure, like.
The motherfucker got out of pocket. The motherfucker right. disrespectful.
Right.
Did some disrespectful shit. And then it brought to your attention right exactly. there immediately.
Of course. Of course. Especially if they put their hands on you first. Of course, do you handle your business. Like how you supposed to?
Hey, do your thought things with homie?
Man, exactly. But other than that, bro, I really don't even cater to it. Because me personally, my mom always told me this. And it always told me because I guess that's kind of why I laugh so much. Because motherfuckers hate that shit sometimes, I guess. You kill it with kindness type shit.
You're right.
So, like, nigga, I just laugh at that shit because it's funny to me.
Man, shit, you say kill them with kindness, I kill them with silence.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, people want that reaction from you. They yeah. want to hear what you want to say.
Exactly.
But when you don't give them the time of day, you kill them. And I, man, why give you a response?
Yeah.
Because a response is what you want.
Exactly.
So, guess what? That's why I wish they still had flip phones.
But you can.
But if I can hit that motherfucker.
Hey, I go cap though. I remember my first phone, bro. It was a minute, dog. I had a minute. Everybody, like, that's when iPhone was like really first time coming out and shit.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers getting iPhones and shit. Nigga, I had a minute. And I ain't gonna lie, bro. My little brother, I told my mama, I said, hey, you better not get it. I couldn't cuss at the time, but in my mind, this is what the fuck I said. I said, hey, you better not get this motherfucking goddamn iPhone. Guess what the fuck he got?
An iPhone.
I said, you some of a bitch. Goddamn.
Hey, you ain't say no, you some. You ain't say no, you some a bitch. You said you some a bitch.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
Hey, because but a lot of people out here, man, they run the social media, tell all their problems and shit.
Yeah.
Tell them what's going on. You got to broadcast somebody. Bro, don't broadcast my shit.
Yeah.
Because what you portraying is not what's really probably true.
Right. Because
there's always three sides to a story.
Right.
Because if I started goddamn opening my mouth and start speaking on shit, you might get a little butt hurt.
Right.
Because you might not be telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
And that be the thing, though. Motherfuckers be holding details and shit out from people who are the mediator and who can really not even dictate the situation, who can really goddamn
voice.
You know how it, right. You know how it's always a middle ground. You always got one person who y'all always can, like, y'all both fuck with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the workplace and shit.
Yeah.
And that one person, like, and I ain't gonna lie, sometimes it ain't fair to that one person. They got them have to pick a side.
Yeah.
But sometimes they do have to pick a side because they know that person longer than the other person type shit. But that is perfectly fine. But, like, nigga, if the thing is, if you draw that line in the fucking sand, then that is where it is. You have to stay over there.
Oh, boy.
You got to stay at that arm's reach with that person.
Hey, but you know what, bro? A lot of people pick sides in every aspect of life.
Right.
Like, they pick sides. Like, you got your partners. You got your solid. You got your day ones.
Yeah.
You got certain folks, even when you enter a relationship, you got, that's his friends. Oh, those are her friends.
Yep.
And they will pick sides off the top. But once you pick that side, Don't get offended when that motherfucker over there like this, bro. I don't fuck with you. You sleeping with the enemy over there?
Right. How can I?
I don't
anything I can tell you.
You gonna run back?
It ain't even that you could. It's like the possibility of you could. Like I said, and this goes to what I be saying. Some people do be stand up motherfuckers, but like I said, if you draw that line in the sand, and you make it known where you stand. I can't confide in you as I once did when we all was cool. Cause our business was out all once together. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so, but now it's that line in the sand. So now I have to goddamn therefore remove myself from the situation, which is perfectly fine. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, but that's why we get, that's like, I tell people the analogy of a basketball game all the time.
Yeah.
Bro, there's a reason there's only 5 players on the goddamn court.
Right.
There's a reason why they got a bench.
Exactly.
And there's a reason they got all the motherfuckers that don't fuck with them really every day in life in the stands.
Exactly. And sometimes some of the envy be on your goddamn own team. Some of the envy be on your own bench, be your own coach, be your own goddamn starting five.
You're right. Them called frenemies, bro.
Right.
Because, hey, shit, keep the ones close. That way you know what to gauge them at. Because you can't tell everybody everything.
You can't.
You can't trust everybody wholeheartedly and put your 100% trust in somebody.
Nope.
Because they flaw. They people.
Yep.
They human.
Yep. You can't even be willing to even, you know what I'm saying? If you are, you're a fool too.
You're right. Because, bro, let me tell you something. Like, I'll tell you an instance that happened to me. We were at customer service.
Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm.
Shit. And you know how our customer service goes.
Yeah.
Shit. We have about a good little goddamn about 20, 30 people. You know, we doing morning briefing.
Right.
So I fucked up.
What do you mean fucked up?
Why my finger went in the hole and shit went off.
Okay, okay, okay.
All right, so you hear. I'm thinking in my head, oh, motherfucker. So I hear this motherfucker behind me talking about some, oh, that's y'all supervisor of the year. What? And it's already, it's like 6 something in the morning, right before, all right, bro, I ain't even clocked in yet.
You ain't got no sleep for real.
Bro,
you got kids, like,
bro. I'm talking about, like, bro. Before I know it, when he said that shit, I said, "Y'all acting like I need this motherfucker." I said, "I bet you I beat everybody's ass in this motherfucker. I bet you nobody will try me." One little motherfucker that had some thought he had some shit to say. Yeah, that's why you the one that got the shit thrown on you. I said, "What?" I said, and your bitch ass the one of the reason why you called for help for that old ass man. Oh, you won't step in the ring with me? Bet, run it. Bro, this said, hey, you see everybody in that motherfucker eyes get wide. Hey, ops coordinator came in though.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck happened? I said, I fucked up. I eat that. I take that on
right,
chin.
Right, I take that.
I take that on chin. Shit, where my piece of paper at? I sign that shit.
Uh-huh.
I eat that shit. I take ownership for it. This motherfucker want to play the victim, bro.
What do you mean the victim?
Oh, my God. I feel so threatened. Man, you don't sit your bitch ass down.
I said, hey.
Man, look.
And I don't even want to play this card, but it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people in here.
Bro, we ain't, but then, so our customer service director came in there, right?
Uh-huh.
Said, yeah, old boy met me in the parking lot. Yeah, he said that you he felt threatened by you. I said, that tender dick bitch said what?
That's not the tender dick bitch.
So he just shook his head talking about something. Then my ops coordinator sitting in the wheel. This is what he said. The fuck is wrong with him? He slow as up. He said, I'm taller than you. I'm a little bit bigger than you. But my goofy ass wouldn't say no disrespectful shit like that to you.
Right.
On a bad day.
That just, but, I don't know. They take that laughing, joking shit for
nah shit. He wasn't being funny.
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right,
motherfucking. Hey, don't think I'm short for no reason. Bro. I'm 4'11" for a reason. I bite your motherfucking ankles. Angry chihuahua over this motherfucker. Rawr! I'm talking. Hey,
that's just for the laughs and giggles, niggas.
Hey, really, but I tell motherfuckers all the time, bro. Don't get the motherfuckers that's laughing and joking and being silly around you.
Real shit. Real shit.
Because them are the motherfuckers that'll rather laugh and joke than fuck your ass up on the back end.
Nah, real shit. I like I said, and this goes like in life. I eat the bullet. Like, I eat it. I don't care about that. Like, me, like, I've been talking about my whole life because of my skin color, everything. I don't really give a fuck. Like, that shit, like, hey, like, that shit has gotten numb to me to the point to where, like, I don't even, I laugh Like, cause nigga, that's all you got. Like, if I really wanted to, I can really hurt your feelings for real.
You're right, absolutely.
I'll spare you.
Bro, cause
I see, cause I see your face right now, and God done did everything he needed to do to your ass for me.
Bro, I used to tell motherfuckers, I used to be, in my 20s, I was bad. I was horrible.
Yeah.
I was horrible.
Yeah.
Cause I wouldn't pick a fight with you. I'd just do my research on you.
Mm-hmm.
Find out whoever you got on, what affects you the most. And that's the way I attack you.
Mm-hmm. Finna hit that hard.
But what you talking about? And we ain't talking about that, hey. We ain't talking about that pocket.
Hell no. Nah.
We talking about that hard.
Yeah.
Hey.
It hurt.
Hey, I know where it hurt. Shit, hey.
I'm talking about doing some research.
What's happening?
God damn.
Hey, look, dog. Hey, boo, what's happening? What you doing? Oh, okay, you got such and such. Oh, shit. You free for a second? Let go. That's the type of time I used to be on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I have humbled myself, or things in life have humbled me to the point where we ain't got to play that game no more. If you want it, you got it, bro. Shit. I ain't got shit to prove to you.
Yeah.
Because my leveling up, my hustle, and everything else is going to prove it even more. But like we said, but that's like, bro, that's why I don't like going out with folk, because folk get that goddamn look at them, and they, oh, you feel animosity about something? Your chest poking out about something? Bro, what's up?
Me, okay, and this is what I say. And everything I say is from an aspect like of me type shit. Like, when if I feel like you feel like that, bro, like, we shouldn't even be kicking it cool, nothing. Like, just stay your ass the fuck away from me. Like, why, like, no. Like, why the fuck would you, out of all places, when I'm drinking, nigga, when I drink, I have a good time. I'm not here to fucking... Well, okay, I might drink and then think about some sad shit, but that's besides the point. When I start drinking, nigga, I'm here to have a good time. What are you talking about?
Hey, let me find
I'm
out.
I'm having a good time.
Hey, let me find out you listen to love songs when you start drinking, bro.
No, not love songs. I'm talking about, like, see, when I be thinking about sad shit, I don't be thinking about, like, the average sad shit. Like I said last episode that we had, I be thinking about niggas that's not here no more.
Yeah.
That's what be really getting to me when I be... Like
damn,
motherfuckers,
man.
Who I could like easy like hit up on the phone and I know will answer, like, type shit.
Right.
Like that type shit. That's what gets me when I start drinking, like, damn. Like, that's what, but I'm not trying to go that direction this episode.
Hell nah, bro. Shit. But, because a lot of people don't understand, like, the way you, like, even I've got family and friends that I fell out with because, bro, I don't give a fuck. Bro, once you show me some flaw shit, bro, I fuck with you, but I fuck with you from a distance.
Yep.
When I see you, I speak, but I ain't no, hey, bro, let me come over to your house. Ain't none of that. I'm busy.
Yep.
Ain't that none of that. Oh, bro, we should hang out. Ain't none of that. I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I got shit to do. Bro, I could be at home twiddling my fingers together. Bro, you ain't finna get 2 seconds of my motherfucking time.
For what?
Bro, that's like a dude I found out was talking shit about me.
Yeah.
And the motherfucker going, like, I'm talking like 2 days before that. Somebody called me, boom, boom, boom. Hey, bro, shit, da, 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 da. I said, what? I just let this nigga borrow some money for an Uber. I said, okay. I saw the nigga in person. He going to say something to me. Oh, what's up, man? I just text you. Man, I ain't get it. Oh, but you got an iPhone that said it ripped. I ain't get it. Bro. Why even fake kick it? I don't fake kick it. If I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. Bro, I am not a BBL. I am not silicone titties.
But
I do not fuck with you.
It's like
I'm not this. Fake.
It's like this, though. Especially when you done did some shit first. Like, I be looking crazy. Like, especially if it done did some shit to me. Like, nigga, I ain't even do shit to you. Like, why? How the fuck you mad at me for being mad that you done did some shit? What the fuck?
Bro,
what the fuck, that even makes sense?
That's like when, like, I give you another instance. Like, you know how you reach out to somebody, say, hey, how you doing? And they'll act like they don't hear you.
Yeah.
Bro, you only get 2 passes through that for me.
Yeah.
After that day, shit, I ain't saying shit to you.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't saying shit to you like a motherfucker. Because from that day on, I already know how you are. I already know where you stand.
Yeah.
I already know what you think of me. Cause from you not responding to me,
yep,
I'm not gonna kiss your ass. Because in my mind, it's like, bro, I'm puckering up to kiss your ass. For what reason?
For what? Like, you ain't even acknowledging me, motherfucker.
Yeah, and you know what I say? Like, God, no, Aisha said on the previous episode, bro, you can eat a dick. You can eat a dick. Gargle on that bitch, choke on it, the whole nine.
Yeah.
Make sure you cup the balls with it. Go fuck it. You can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Royally. Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to lose sleep over you. I'm not going to think about you.
Right.
Life goes on.
Yep.
Now you're non-existent. But it's like, that's like shit, bro. Like when we were playing that Chris Brown shit.
Mm-hmm.
When them motherfuckers were talking about some shit, you fuck my bitch and this, that, and the third. Okay, cool. I'm happy for you. She ain't my bitch no more.
Right.
You can keep her. You can have her. You think this is the first time I've been cheated on? You think this is the second time I've been cheated on? It's, what is it, 5-1, 7-1, statistics-wise?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, okay. Maybe I want to replace with my down self. Maybe I'm done with the headache. You just helped me out.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just did me a favor.
Without even knowing it.
Without even knowing. But a lot of folks get so like, bro, oh, you gotta get revenge. You gotta get big back. Nah. Cause karma's a bitch. You just gotta learn how to fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Hey, the thing is, let them go and fend for themselves, man.
Because
that's gonna be miserable as fuck.
Because you gotta think about it, bro. As much get back as you do to people, what is consuming your life? Get back.
Yeah.
You bro, you angry for what reason? So you can kill a motherfucker by leveling up.
Cause then they gonna see your ass making money, making shit shake, and they're like, God damn. And then the story gonna be, hell yeah, I used to fuck with that nigga. Wait a minute. You is the nigga talking shit about me. That's why you not standing beside.
But you gotta realize, bro, a lot that's why they say the reason why everybody go, well, level up, because everybody can't go.
Yeah.
Because you have to go through those trials and tribulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, hey, this is some religious junk that since a lot of people think I don't believe in God. He only puts you through things he know you can handle.
Yeah.
Sure. That's only gonna make you better.
For sure.
Because like shit, like bro, I ain't gonna hold you. Shit. This time last year I was married.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a single father. Bro, you know how hard this shit is as a single dad?
Not real shit.
But guess what? I stand on both my two.
Yeah.
Attack this shit like a goddamn G.
Like you're supposed to.
Keep my head above water because sometimes I feel like I'm drowning. But shit, hey, guess what? Shit, I got this.
Yeah, man.
You ain't going to hear from everybody. You ain't going to get no applause for the shit.
Yeah, man.
You just sit back and like, okay, hey, I got this.
And like you say, bro, you know the motherfucker you can call on for that shit?
Yeah, right, right.
Like you can't call everybody for that shit because then you know your business be on Front Street next day.
And they telling everybody.
Exactly.
Because at the same time, because I ain't going to tell you everything.
Right.
It ain't none of your business.
Exactly.
If you ain't go through it, it ain't none of your business.
Exactly.
But that's like, shit, like I tell people all the time, like, regardless if I'm sitting there and you being disrespectful, this, that, and the third, bro, I ain't finna let no more, hey, bro, hey, you doing too much.
Right.
Goddamn, take that to a cubby, take that to somewhere goddamn out of sight, out of mind, man. Y'all talk that shit out. Don't put that shit on Front Street for everybody out here to see. That shit is embarrassing.
Yeah.
You about to get the wrong reaction at the wrong motherfucker because they going to be at your shit. Because next thing you know, they just feel like they belittled you. No matter whether it's in civilian life, mm-hmm. as a supervisor, anything. Shit.
They go for anything. Relationship, all that shit.
Man, shit. Hey, like what a girl tell me? Love me in public, correct me in private.
Mm.
I was like, damn, okay. Mm. Shit, I was like, okay, that shit, that was up. Because, I mean, shit, because you don't want the audience to watch.
Yeah, that is true. But it's certain shit like too like out of pocket where like you gotta check that shit right
now. Oh, what?
That's what I'm saying, like, bro. So it's like it's like, bro, you gotta judge it,
bro. But hey, you right. That shit like a taco. That's just like a, bro, that's like a two-face. That's like a switch.
It's me though. Like, okay. Like this is like some shit I do like with parenting type shit. Like I try to like nip it in the bud before it even start type shit. So if something happened right now, I'm trying to check it at the door.
Yeah.
And that go for like really, really like a lot of shit. So like even like in my relationship, like if something like wasn't happening in public, I probably would say some shit in public.
But you're not with it though.
Yeah, for sure.
Because because when you're saying like you check it on the spot.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna cap. It has got like sometimes like, and everybody that like it, like don't lie. Everybody that had that moment in public. If you really love somebody and y'all really butt heads, well not butt heads for real. Like y'all have a disagreement and that shit do like y'all talking right there and that shit like
get loud.
It's out of, bro. That shit sometimes it be out of love because it's like, bro, like motherfucker, I'm right, bro. Like all you gotta do and 9 times out of 10, the motherfucker do be wrong, and they be like, shit, I'm sorry. And it's like, fuck you. Like, no, nigga, we just made this big-ass scene. We in motherfucking public and shit. Like, what the fuck is you doing? Like,
one thing that you
can
do.
And now we got another scene.
You're right. But the one thing that you can do to me that make me got on, get out of pocket, is disrespect me.
Yeah.
Or you get loud with me.
Right.
Cause I'll hit you with one of these lines real quick. Who the fuck you think you talking to?
And then that's where the shit.
Hey, right. Hey, you on that rah-rah shit, you better shut the fuck down.
Cause you know what the fuck though. You know what going on outside of here.
You're right. Because, but the thing is, bro, that's like, but you can say it to a, like, cause like I tell my kids, I get close to them. I say, man, what the fuck you doing?
Yeah, right.
I ain't finna broadcast that shit for everybody to know.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Stay tight. Stay tight. Right. Just stay right here. Be locked in. Let's just.
Bro.
But you gonna hear it in my.
What the fuck? Like, oh, yeah. You look. Hey, you can be over there sounding like goddamn yank. Let me whisper something in your ear.
Like,
but the thing is, a lot of people want to be on that whole hot girl shit. Want to goddamn make a scene, draw a scene, bring everybody's attention, broadcast the shit. Bro, you ain't built like that.
Yeah.
What you portraying ain't really what it is. So now when I walk the fuck off, don't feel no type of way. Don't feel no type of way if I'm telling you got down, we quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna be asking, what's wrong, man? I don't really want to talk to you.
Yep.
Cause the way you acted, the way you were moving, I don't agree with.
Cause it's like it showed me something. Like it showed me that like you like I thought we was locked in. Like not even like to the point where like, oh, can't nothing get between, like, no, fuck that. Cause a lot of shit can get between people. But not like to that extent, like just like ain't no pressure over no bullshit.
Right. Like I tell people all the time, man, shit, hey, I fought with you until you fought me.
Yeah.
Everybody be like this, damn, I fought with you until you fought me. Yeah. Because once you fuck me, that means you don't give two fucks about me.
Yep.
You don't give a fuck about my well-being, my sight, or nothing.
None.
Because like I tell a motherfucker in a heartbeat, hey, give me head, not headaches. Because, I mean, shit. And then, oh, this the other thing, bro. I be laughing at motherfuckers that be thinking, oh, I can get you pissed off and this, that, and the third. And then, oh, you want to fuck? The fuck right now, goddamn it, shit, you done pissed me the fuck off. Hell nah, man, you better take that goddamn weak ass, dry ass pussy back on the other side of that motherfucking bed. I don't want that motherfucker. I don't want no head. I don't want no back rub, bitch. I don't even want to see you. Go hide in the closet. Go sleep in the tub.
I'll take the head though. Look at that.
And what I'm building like this motherfucker, like I'm talking about down taking both, take a whole goddamn throat and body.
Look at that.
I'm oh, what happened to it? He tried to suffocate me with the tip of his penis.
Lil.
I was terrified. You shit, what? You signed up? You volunteered for it?
He said he signed up for it.
Shit, what? What you thought this was gonna be? Sunshine and rainbows? You damn right it's gonna be a rainbow. The end of this motherfucker gonna be at the bottom of your goddamn esophagus. That motherfucker gonna. I'm sorry. But I hear about it too when dudes be goddamn pissing all these females and be trying to goddamn, you know, trying to sneak a little piece in the middle of the night to try to say, I'm sorry. Shit ain't fixed like that, bro. Shit ain't fixed. Shit ain't fixed. Once you do it too much.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, yeah, it might work. Like, okay, I ain't gonna cap. It work. Y'all get it a couple, like, not more than a couple times. That should work. But like
after a certain time?
Once, yeah, exactly. After a certain time, bro, like, and you start like the shit get played once, they start saying, like, nah, like,
I'm good, I'm straight.
And it's not just because like he like
I'm gonna go out here and fuck somebody else. Nah, shit.
Right, bro. Like,
man, I ain't no type of time right now.
Exactly.
I'm still pissed off about the shit you pulled.
Exactly. And you think this shit's sweet. Like, you think you got the one up. No.
Man, yeah. Shit. Man, I be hearing about some detrimental shit that people go through, man, sometimes. And it's like, no, old bro, shit, I got one for you, bro. Mm. One of my homeboys was telling me a story not too long ago. I want to see how you feel about this. Well, my homeboy was telling me a story about him and his old lady. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, whatever. Shit. Tell me why his old lady let him fuck another chick in front of him.
In front of her?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, she over there in the corner. Just sitting, watching. I'm talking about three whole Miley. Bowling ball. Gave him head, got them fucked in the ass.
What?
Bro, I'm talking about, I said, bro, you got a death wish, don't you, bro? I said, I wouldn't dare.
At all.
And then he told me some shit, what, bro? Shit, I gave her the pass to fuck another nigga. I said, in front of you? Are you dumb, stupid, or retarded? I said, I am not sane enough to sit there and watch my old lady getting piped down by another man.
And we still together?
Bro, because guess what? Because if that motherfucker get the goddamn Uchi Wallin', goddamn hollering, shaking, oh, man, what's she doing? She ain't never did that for me before. She ain't never goddamn squirted that much for me before. Man, I ain't know she was a creamer. But this motherfucker got her goddamn doing all types of shit, and next thing you know, she done goddamn swallowed them motherfucker kids. But you done gave her a whole pass. What? Bro, now that you done gave her a pass, what do you think she gonna do behind your back? She gonna fuck that dude again. What you thought that pass was gonna be for that one time? Bro, your dick could be small as fuck. You be up there like you bumping clits with this motherfucker. Mm. And you goddamn got Rico Strong in this motherfucker. A whole leg get pulled out on you. That motherfucker 13 inches of hard dick. What the hell you going to do over there and sit and do? You going to be over there looking goofy as fuck.
Goofy as a motherfucker. You going to be seeing right there, bro, watching you. Crazy.
Bro, you going to see dick coming out of her earlobe.
You're crazy. It ain't like, it's just to me, first off, is to give it the passport. Second, it's to even agree to this shit. Third, it's you sitting in the fucking corner like a goofy over there.
Bro, you sitting on punishment, bro.
Like, nigga, what? What type of shit is
bro,
this?
Bro, hey, that's like when we heard about No Jumper getting his old lady got down piped down by Jason Lull.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, there's no fucking way this big Amazon looking nigga is gonna goddamn be piping your ass down and I'm just gonna be sitting there recording the shit. Bro, I'm gonna be thinking about shanking you dead in your jugular. Bro, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna chop this nigga dick off. Fuck this shit.
Oh, hell nah.
I'm gonna shoot this nigga.
Hell nah.
Because you gotta think about it, bro. Because you gotta think about it. What you can't give your woman, this man might be able to.
That is true.
Yo, shoot. Hey, yo sock just got stretched out, bro. Don't try to jump in there after. Because you gonna be like, hello, 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 hello.
Echoing that.
Thank you, bro.
You like, damn.
Bro, this motherfucker just stretched it all the way out. He's Bro, he just did you like that damn turtleneck you had from three summers ago.
Damn.
But the thing is, how do you sit there and take that shit? Because you
gotta
think about
it. Like, bro, it gotta be a weird fetish,
bro. Bro, fetish my ass.
It gotta be.
Bro, ain't no fucking fetish like that in my motherfucker. I understand watching porn. My old lady ain't getting smashed on goddamn Pornhub.
I'm not saying you, bro.
I said, I don't know. But to see that, sit down.
Wait, what? He said,
I don't know, bro. The motherfucker might have a backup page. Motherfucker might have a goddamn OF. That motherfucker might have a fanster.
That shit.
You don't never know nowadays, bro. Some motherfucker be sneaking and geeking, bro. But what I'm saying is, you got to think about it. Even if you let that motherfucker goddamn sit up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility that rubber gonna break.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility that motherfucker nut and got all up in that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do? Babe, go rinse it out. Do like you do me and pee it out. That shit don't work. Now you sitting up here, this motherfucker 9 months pregnant.
And you done gave her a pass.
And you done gave her a pass to get, because I guarantee you that motherfucker just ain't blow one load in him. Because I'm sorry. Because hey, if he disrespected it once, he might as well keep blasting. Right?
Especially if he done already did in your face. Like,
right.
He most definitely ain't got no respect for you.
Right. Like, so now, on the flip side, baby here. You gonna question?
What do you mean?
You gonna keep it? Because now you don't know whether this baby's yours or not.
Shit, the baby ain't mine. I seen it. What do you say? I seen it happen, man, in front of me. Shit.
That ain't Darren's baby.
Look at that.
You might name him Darren, but he ain't Darren's baby.
Look at that. What can I say when he was behind that glass?
That's what I'm saying.
That is a light-skinned baby. He said, that's a white baby.
Look, that might be Darren's, but that is not Darren's. But that's what I'm saying, though. So do you sit, because do you understand as a married man, you are now responsible for that baby that she just produced.
Yeah.
Regardless whether it is yours or not. Now, how does that work?
Hmm.
Bro, I'm sorry. I couldn't be the motherfucker sitting in the corner. I couldn't do a threesome. Because I'm worried about shit. This motherfucker might get mad. Goddamn, come spending more time on this motherfucker than her. And two dudes? Oh hell no! This is not Return of the Jedi.
Right.
We are not playing lightsabers.
This is not Chiron freaking ass.
But my whole thing is, bro, shit, that motherfucker sneezed the wrong way and our tips touch. Oh hell no! We got problems.
It ain't even
919. Call 911 because a nigga finna die.
It ain't no question. What'd you say earlier? Come here, look, come here, baby girl, and whisper in your ear.
Yeah, thank you.
Get real close to your ass.
Thank you. But my whole thing is this though, bro. It's cause I be thinking, like, my mind is fucked up. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Yeah.
Cause I'm thinking of this. If we done turned this motherfucker into a Chinese finger trap, right?
Yeah.
And if motherfucker say, oh my God, I'm finna nut. Oh my God, I'm finna come. And that motherfucker pull out and I'm getting top from the other angle. And next thing I know, I see a big glob of white come shooting over her right shoulder, aiming at me. Nigga, this ain't the Matrix. I can't dodge bullets.
Really?
I'm just saying, bro. Bro. Because if that shit hit me.
Man.
If that shit hit me.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to die.
Hell no.
You see what I'm saying? Where do you come from that? How do you recover from that? You can't. There ain't no recovery. Because once you start doing that type of shit, it's done. What's done is done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, where do we go from here? And my thing is, from now on, shit, you might start telling me, babe, I want a threesome. And but you sitting up there in your mind thinking, she better not tell me she want another threesome with this motherfucker we just fucked 3 weeks ago. In other words, she telling you, shit, I'm tired of your dick. I want some new dick. What do you do? How do you respond? Sure, baby. Let me see his penis first. Let me make sure his is smaller than mine. Do you have footage of him fucking somebody else? That way I can make sure his stroke game isn't better than mine. Bro, you in that in competition. Because, bro, I ain't gonna hold you. This some weird shit. So we used to be in the military. It's like, everybody knows I used to be in the military, right?
Yeah.
So when they used to put us up in barracks, sometimes you hear through them concrete walls somebody smashing on the other side of the wall.
Oh, hell nah.
Bro, what do you do?
Oh, hell nah.
Bro, do you turn on something? Because I'm talking about you hearing schmank, 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 schmank. I'm talking about you just hear that motherfucker. Just hitting that motherfucker. And God forbid, you over there doing the same thing he doing next door, and you hear God on a headboard killing the wall. And when I've been in that situation, bro, the number one thing that's going through your mind is, I bet not nut before this motherfucker do on this other side of the wall. So you got, it's a fucking competition. So you thinking, shit. The fuck? What do you do? Bro, yeah. I have been sleep in beds. Like, cause you know, it's like a dorm room when we're in a barrack.
Mm-hmm.
But so you'll have a bed on one side of the wall and a bed on the other side of the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah. Right? And your roommate might be over there killing something and just woke you up. What do? You play dead? You play sleep? You got to listen to this motherfucker. These motherfuckers over there smack, 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 smack. God damn.
He said, yeah,
and what do? Just lay there stiff?
Hey.
You just listening to all this nasty shit?
So, yeah, take it out, nigga.
Bro, but my thing is this. Do you get up in the middle of it and walk out, or you just lay there stiff? Yeah. I know a lot of motherfuckers done did this shit before. A lot of y'all motherfuckers that listen to me done been in college, and they roommates done smashed some on the bottom bunk and got on, did X, Y, and Z. Bro.
Not the bottom bunk.
On the bottom bunk. Bro, I used to be a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Like, shoot, walk in the room, you in there with a female. Hey, bro, I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
That's your green light to do whatever you got to do. Before I get back.
Yep.
Or you should have been respectful and just shoot me a text. Hey, bro, shit. Hey, give me about an hour or two. Just stall for a little bit. I'm just handling some business in the room right quick. But don't wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you got the German Shepherd as Chance callers over there. Because I'm going to be over here jealous as fuck. I'm going to be over here thinking in my head. I'm over here thinking in my head. Damn, I wish I could have got that. Damn, that's depressing. I wonder if she'll do me too. No. Because she might have the itchy gotcha. She might have the goddamn, the gift that keeps on giving. She might have that bump, bump, bump.
Yeah.
And y'all know what the bump, bump, bump is. She got some shit on top of some shit on top of some shit on her lip.
Yeah.
Because everybody ain't clean.
Mm.
But.
And you can't stand it up.
Hell nah. That's like my daddy used to tell me, bro.
Listen,
hey, you know how to tell if a bitch acts something?
No matter how bright, no matter how wide you open your eyes at night,
you can't see. You are not Batman.
Your ass cannot see, my man.
Hey, so this old school cat used to tell me back in the day, man. Oh, but hey, nephew, you know how you can tell if somebody got something? Just get a little earwax out your ear and put it in there. If they like that, they tense up real fast when you do it. That mean they burn it. What? How does that logic work, bro? I don't know, nephew, but hey, I done tried them a couple of. But you the same dirty dick motherfucker to be paying out here, the prostitutes out here, goddamn $20 and a double out, just to get you some goddamn head or get you some ass. But that's all we got today for y'all. Thanks for joining us on Four Steppers Only. So you got to remember to sit down and watch a step. We out.